Well, Judaism was the first religion to teach the oneness of God. The one God created all humanity in the divine image, male and female. If we all have one parent, then we are all one family. Judaism is not a missionary religion trying to convert the whole world. We don't believe you have to be Jewish to be saved. On the contrary, Judaism is a national religion meant for one people only, although we believe our God is also everyone's God. The Torah, the five books of Moses, has quite a lot to say about social justice, especially in Leviticus 19 and Deuteronomy 23-25. Leviticus 19, called the Holiness Code, says to share your crop with the poor, to pay laborers promptly, to respect the disabled and the elderly and the stranger, to keep honest weights and measures, and of course, to love your neighbor as yourself. Deuteronomy 23-25 repeats many of these precepts, but gets deeper into economic justice, requiring compassion for debtors, widows, and orphans. Incidentally, Deuteronomy 20:19 forbids us to cut down fruit trees in wartime. This verse is considered the foundation of Jewish ecology. There's a tension in Judaism between universalism and particularism, between the idea that God loves everyone and the belief that Israel is the chosen people. Chosen people means special responsibilities, not special privileges. Isaiah says Israel is to be a light unto the nations. Amos says God loves all nations equally, and Israel will be judged more stringently than other nations. Micah says humility is more important than ritual correctness. These three are the main social justice prophets, emphasizing reconciliation among nations and justice as the essence of religion. Amos particularly addresses the plight of the poor. Rabbi Akiva teaches, "Beloved is humanity, for it was created in the image of God. Beloved is Israel, for it was given a precious instrument, the Torah." Notice humanity is mentioned first. Judaism doesn't tell you to love your enemies. That's a different faith tradition. But Judaism does say to show justice even to an adversary. It is a rabbinic maxim not to hate anyone. The silent prayer says, "V'lim kalalai nafshi tadom," may my soul be silent to those who insult me. In Judaism, alongside blessings for flowers and rainbows and oceans, we have a blessing recited when you see an unusual-looking person. There is holiness in diversity. The rabbis validate dissent with the formula, "Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim." Both these and those are words of the living God. Conflicting opinions can both be correct. Coexistence is implied by the teaching that we support the poor of Gentiles along with the poor of Israel, and visit the sick of Gentiles along with the sick of Israel, and bury the dead of Gentiles along with the dead of Israel for the sake of peace. That's from the Talmud. As for the dangers of intolerance, the Talmud proposes that God permitted the destruction of the Second Temple to punish us for the sin of sinat chinam, baseless hatred, or as we call it nowadays, prejudice.